good night of Shabbos. Tonight again, we dedicate tonight's dose of inspiration, teleconference, Zchus, our dear friend, Zev David Ben Sara, among other Chayli Yisrael. Tonight I want to share with you how a Yid goes through trying and difficult times. Because we know there was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Avram was the originator of Shachris, which represents morning, when things are bright. Because you know Avram Avinu, although he had his challenges, Avram Avinu lived a very respected and honored life. He was Av HaMoyin Goyim. Yitzchak is Mincha, afternoon, twilight, somewhere in the middle. Yaakov Avinu is the one who invents and originates Mariv, which is the tefillah during darkness. The tefillah when things are just not looking good. And the Torah begins this week's parasha that Yaakov Avinu is running away from his brother, going to Lavan, what we call out of the frying pan into the fire. And he's walking. You have to look at the Torah sets up in the pitch black, alone, scared for his life. And the Torah is telling us to look at Yaakov Avinu and learn from him and be inspired by him. And I want to tell you two things that Yaakov does in the beginning of the parasha that I need you to understand. The first thing Yaakov Avinu does is his mother tells him, Lech brach, go running. Go running. And that's so important. Run. And yet when we find Yaakov Avinu, doesn't run. Can you please mute, Miss Pat?
Sorry.
So Yaakov Avinu is commanded, Barach, run. And you find Vayetze, he walks. Fascinating. He's calm. And then there's one that really gets me all the time. We know he puts a few stones around of his head. And the question is why Rashi says, to protect himself from wild animals. Now, I don't know how many have ever been stuck in the wilderness overnight. But a couple of stones, pebbles around your head won't stop you from lions and bears and tigers and all the other fun stuff that are going on in the desert. What does he do it for? To protect himself. Yaakov Avinu is teaching us something. That yes, there's something called hishtadlus. That means you got to do something. So it means he went and he put a few stones around his head. How is that going to protect him? It's not. It will not protect him. But there's an obligation to do hishtadlus. There's an obligation to do something. That's the rule. As a matter of fact, in this week's parasha, the Sforna says, if you look, Rachel Imenu did two things to have children. The first thing is she took the dudayim, those flowers that Reuven was holding, which the Rishonim tell us that the dudayim were to help for fertility issues. She took those because she recognized you have to do something. You know what else she did? She took Bila and she said, Yaakov, take Bila, maybe I'll have children. And the Sforno says she did those things. Why? She knew it comes from Hashem. Rachel Imenu never doubted. But she said, if you don't do Hishtadlus, says the Sforno, you don't get what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to do something. So here's the problem. The problem is when the Hishtadlus ruins the Betachon. When the Hishtadlus gets in the way, that's where we have a problem. And I want to tell you a story that I heard this week, how Hishtadlus can sometimes ruin Betachon. Someone shared with me a story about his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law was a young man, a father of eight. He wasn't feeling well. And unfortunately, we had to go ahead and they had to take testing. And unfortunately, they realized that this person has what we call stage 4 Nebuch. I don't have to say anything else. And pretty much there was nothing to do medically. Anyway, so the standard procedure is the doctor says, without giving too much information, we'll have a meeting. And this fellow, who was originally Israeli, he's from Eretz Yisrael, he married an American girl, and they lived here in America. And they had a meeting together with the doctor. And the doctor was the one with no compassion at all, and in the most cruel way, which unfortunately sometimes doctors do, read him exactly what's going to happen. In 3 months, you really shouldn't take any treatments. Just let yourself up to fate. And the doctor's going on and on, really terrible. And as he's talking, the woman is crying and sobbing. And the husband is just sitting there, oblivious. He's very, just listening. And she keeps on looking at her husband. The husband is... Anyway, when they finish, the husband stands up and says, "Good!" And he bangs on the table. Now with his broken English, "Good." Then he takes a break and then he goes, "Very good." And the doctor is absolutely baffled. He just told this guy exactly what's going to happen to him within the next 3 months. A father of eight. The woman is crying, pale. This guy says, "Good, very good." Shakes the doctor's hand. And the woman can't believe it either. She says, "What is wrong with my husband?" And then it hits her. He's Israeli. And he knows basic broken English, but he had absolutely no clue about the medical language that the doctor was using. And the entire meeting went right over his head. Oblivious. So he finished, "Good." She was devastated because she was American. She understood every word. And it hit her. And she was jealous of his tranquility. She was a mess. He was calm as a cool as a cucumber. She could not get over it. And then she made a decision. "I am also not understanding English. Me don't speak English." And she decided she's tuning out what the doctor said. 100%. Because it worked for her husband. Why can't it work for her? She went ahead. She never shared with her husband the impact. She found out what they should do. They started doing some treatments. And her husband has no idea. And she decided to tune it out. The doctor said 3 months. It is now a year and a half later. And he's functioning. Still sick. Still doing treatments. But what happened? What was their success? The ishtadlus, the going to the doctor, which we see in this week's parasha, is important. It has to get done. But it doesn't need to take away. When the ishtadlus takes away from the emuna, when they already tell you that you have no hope in that, the woman decided she's going to delete her knowledge of English. And Baruch Hashem, they're getting through it. Sometimes the ishtadlus can break us. What is Yaakov Avinu's message when he was going through the darkest of times? He turned and he said, "This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That's how he dealt with Laban. I want to share with you a story that took place this week here in Boston. To a family that many of you know. And it's irrelevant who, when, where, because the inspiration is what's important. Family in our community was told 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, that their child has a very serious something. Something, whatever it may be, it's irrelevant. But like when I say serious, I mean very serious. Something that Rahman al-Tzlan has a severe, severe, severe impact on the child's future. And I was in touch with the parents after they received this bad news. And I cannot tell you, this is wonderful parents, parents that are in touch, parents that are growing. And the first response was being shattered, being broken. Then I was talking to the mother of this child on the phone. And she turned from the shiurim, from the svarim that she reads. And she decided, she says, I don't understand something. So the doctor said, and the family decided that they are going with faith. They are not going to let the hishtadlus, which they did. They told them 2 weeks ago, you have to bring the child in for testing, for very detailed, complicated testing, so we could confirm what we see, the terrible thing we see. And I can show, I have texts on my phone with the parents that Rabbi Halpern, looking forward to texting you Besuras Tovas tomorrow. We're going to tell you, this is after the doctors didn't say maybe. The doctor said there is an extremely serious Rachman Litzlan issue, which, take my word, very serious. And the doctor said there won't be possibly any cure for it, they won't be able to deal with it. I look back at my phone after the Besuras Tovas where there was 100% emunah by the parents of this child. That yes, the doctor said. So the doctor said, they literally decided that they're going through. They davened. They asked their friends to daven. And the child took an MRI this week, about a week and a half after the doctor said the worst. And the MRI came back 100% clean. The doctor said, we can't explain it. We have no idea. It was for sure a problem. 100% clean. How does such a naze happen to someone just like one of us? How does such a naze happen? It's the story we shared. It's what Rachel Imenu. If you could look at the doctor as hishtadlus, which is important. We saw that Rachel Imenu did medical things before she turned to Hashem. And Hashem listened. The mistake is when hishtadlus becomes it. Yaakov Avinu taught us when he put a few little stones around his head to protect him from the wild animals of the forest when he's alone at night in the dark forest. What does it help? It doesn't have to help. Hishtadlus is not here to help. Hishtadlus is because Hashem asks you for it. It wasn't the remedy. If it was, Yaakov would be very scared. There were small stones. That's hishtadlus. Remember Yaakov Avinu's lesson. Rachel Imenu. Yes, she took the doyim. She took Bilhah to Yaakov as a wife, and she goes, maybe this will help. But that was it. From there on, she had no doubt it's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When this family decided, despite the doctor's prognosis, which by the way was no doubt, I spoke to the parents right after the doctor. Doctor said, doomed, the child's doomed. It was irrelevant. They decided they're not buying into it. They're going to continue with their emunah and their tefillah. And a nace, an open miracle, where the doctors could say, sorry, we have no idea what to tell you, happened in our community this week. We're standing in the days of Kislev. It's who you empower. If you empower the hishtadlus, says the Chovas Havavos, Hashem says, okay, I'll allow that to do it. If you do hishtadlus, but recognize that that's not where the salvation comes from, Kosh Baruch Hu says, okay. So the doctor said, like the story we shared, doctor said 3 months. The family decided, you know what? The doctor said 3 months. Fine, so the doctor said. It's a year and a half later, man is still walking around, and Hashem should help him walk around for a long time. Let's remember Yaakovino's message, Rachel Imenu's message from this week's parasha. Shtadlus, very important. That's not where it is. And when you have a story like this couple had from Eretz Yisrael, that Hishtadlus contradicts your betachin, the Hishtadlus got to go. But that's not okay. You go to a doctor, the doctor tells you, boom, you have no hope, there's no good, don't die. Hishtadlus is over. You did it? Now turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the schus of that, we should be zeichet to many more nisim. We need an ace for Zev David Mansaru. We need an ace for Shmuel Chaim Medina Esther. And we need an ace for many other Chayli Yisrael. There are many people who need children. There are people who need shidduchim. We need nisim. Let's do our shtadlus and then turn to the Bari Olam. And we should be fortunate to experience the same nes that this wonderful family in our community experienced this week. should be a schos, the story that this family was zoicha to this nes, should be a chizuk and inspiration for us, that it's a betochen and emuna that brings about these nisim. We should all be zoicha to nisim in this month of nisim of Kislev. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.